You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Christopher Antonopoulos, Chief Yeti at Measured Results Marketing, or MRM. MRM helps businesses make sure their technology and operations issues doesn't get in the way of marketing generating revenue. Mr. Antonopoulos, a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Great. Thanks for having me. I'm pretty excited about the interview today.
You bet. And awesome to have you out with us. And thanks for your time and looking forward to hearing what you have to share with us here today per your expertise. So for starters, what is marketing automation?
Yeah, so marketing automation is really a way to take things that you would do in a manual fashion and turn them into a automated program. So it's sending out emails, it's renewals or upgrades or upsells for existing clients that you have. So it's really planning out customer journeys for your clients and then converting that into an automated program that runs itself based on a specific timeline or set of criteria.
And why is marketing automation important, and what can one expect from implementing it?
Well, I think, what you can really expect is not letting any of your clients or prospects fall through the cracks. I think what we see that's really common across both clients and prospects that we talk to is they've got a whole set of their database that doesn't get touched for months or years, and they go stale, and when they try to contact them again, their email address is bounced, or they really lose that opportunity to sell. So the expectation for these programs is to stay in touch and stay top of mind for both the clients you're working with today and then prospects that you're trying to turn into someone that does business with your company.
Certainly does make sense. Now, what do you see the most successful companies doing to get the most out of their technology stack?
Well, I think what we're seeing is sort of the companies that really are getting the best results and executing against these programs, I think we're seeing a lot of things in common. One is, they think about data and database first. They look at, who their contacts are, what information they have about them, and really, really focus in on that area. I think a lot of organizations, when we first start working with them, they may only have 15 or 20% of the number of contacts they have that are truly marketable. And so I think the first thing is getting the database right. I think the second thing we see is the good ones figure out what things can we do programmatically through marketing automation and what things can't we. And so, there are certain transactional activities like sending a renewal notice if licenses are about to expire, once someone's been onboarding or made a purchase, sending them a welcome email. There's certain things that you can do on a transactional basis, and there's other things that marketing automation doesn't work well for. So those best companies are really focused on knowing the difference. So if you're in the sales cycle with a prospective client, you've had a number of meetings with them, the appropriate response is not to send them an automated email or automated chain of emails. You actually have to do the work of personalizing it. Probably the third thing is integration and looking at marketing automation tools as part of an entire ecosystem. So we use what's called a demand generation ecosystem. That's actually a trademark process that we've built over time to make sure that all the steps from generating a lead, qualifying it with a score, all the way through understanding whether it gets followed up with sales and turned into revenue, is built out for the their infrastructure. So these companies that are most successful look at it that way and tie all of their systems together rather than looking at their marketing automation tool, sales CRM, finance system, even e-commerce platform as separate systems. And then the last and probably most important is sort of reporting and measuring. Yeah, I think it's very easy to look at and get excited about open rates for an email campaign or how many form completions there are, but you know, having the discipline to understand, you know, globally what programs work best, which ones create the most qualified leads through a scoring model, and which ones actually convert to revenue. And that sort of marketing influence revenue and additional reasons to call for the sales team. So those are really the four areas that we're seeing sort of the best-in-class companies performing well at when they get this entire system to work together. They have someone really managing the database, looking at, you know, which program should be an automated correspondence versus one that, you know, you really need that personal touch, and then looking at it as an entire system and creating a set of benchmarks or key performance indicators to measure how things are going.
And that is certainly helpful information. Today we are joined by Mr. Christopher Antonopoulos, the Chief Yeti at Measured Results Marketing, that helps businesses make sure their technology and operations issues doesn't get in the way of marketing, generating revenue here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Did you know, after conducting business online for nearly 20 years, one thing is certain: your online appearance is very important. Design Crowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs, startups, and small businesses, from accountants, attorneys, personal trainers, authors, and many others, outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web design from designers around the world. Design Crowd has over 550,000 designers ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out designcrowd.com to learn more and receive your Entrepreneur Podcast Network VIP offer when you start your next project. Head on over to designcrowd.com/network for a special $100 VIP offer for our listeners, or simply enter the discount code network when posting a project on Design Crowd. So, Mr. Antonopoulos, what role does marketing and sales operations play in implementing an effective marketing automation program, and how is that evolving?
Yeah, so we're seeing what we're seeing now is a lot more technical roles established within organizations. And so, you know, what's interesting is that sort of sales operations or marketing operations were seen as the ugly stepchild. So it's all that work that most marketers didn't want to do, setting up tracking codes, measuring individual activities, managing a database, you know, managing whether leads got sent from one system to another. You know, there's a whole lot of really technical functions that really require a high level of expertise in order to execute against. And so what we're seeing is really an evolution beyond just let's take a Salesforce.com administrator or Microsoft Dynamics administrator, or, you know, someone who is marketing operations, which is managing the database, setting up those technical workflows, and then managing the tracking of all online and offline campaigns into formal roles in the organization. And so that's been a shift that's been going on over the last couple of years, but I'm seeing more and more job postings or more and more roles that organizations are focusing on in that area. You know, and so that's one thing that we help companies figure out is, you know, what things need to be operationalized and technical, and then what items need to be truly executed by what we'd call traditional marketing, which is messaging and positioning and branding.
Also, what do you see most companies struggling with when it comes to marketing automation?
I think most companies have this dream that they're sold when they bought the software. So, yeah, they're expecting that they buy a software, they plug in a set of contacts, they create a couple of email templates, and sort of off they go. And so what we're really seeing is, you know, one of the main struggles is actually getting the software to work the way they're expecting it to, and then spending the time to use more advanced functions and features. So the majority of clients that we work with, and when they get started, they're purely using their marketing automation tool as an ad hoc email tool. They're not really building out a customer journey and taking advantage of that automation. I think the second most common thing is marketing attribution, which is figuring out how to pass those leads to sales and how to contribute a marketing campaign to it so they can then measure and say, this campaign that marketing did helped influence the generation of revenue, gave the sales team a reason to call, and had an impact on the business. You know, most companies have a problem trying to figure that out.
Well, this certainly has been helpful information covering marketing automation, the need for it, and the benefits as well. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a tip here in conclusion for the listeners today?
Yeah, I think, the big takeaway for us is really planning how you want to execute and use these tools and be really disciplined. And then lastly, look at this as an entire system. I think the second that you're just looking at a point solution or one tool or not seeing how that's connected to the rest of the organization is where you can have challenges both communicating across the organization and then demonstrating the results that you're achieving over time.
And certainly do appreciate those final words. Before you go, where can listeners get all the details on Measured Results Marketing, and how could they be in touch?
Yeah, so if you can contact Measured Results Marketing, so it's measuredresultsmarketing.com. You can actually also talk to a live, real person. It's 571-606-3106 are probably the best way to get in touch with us. We're always happy to answer your questions or help you figure out some of the things that are challenging you or keeping you up at night.
Mr. Antonopoulos, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success. And again, thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Great. Thank you.
We have been speaking with Mr. Christopher Antonopoulos, the Chief Yeti at Measured Results Marketing, that helps businesses make sure their technology and operations issues doesn't get in the way of marketing generating revenue. And for all the details, visit measuredresultsmarketing.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.